Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Michigan agriculture officials have confirmed the first detection of the invasive elm zigzag sawfly in the state, with the insect found in St. Clair County after an arborist submitted a report through an online invasive species monitoring network. State officials say the pest feeds on elm tree leaves and can strip foliage, but healthy trees are generally able to recover by producing new growth. The sawfly is not considered a significant threat to people, animals, agriculture, or Michigan's broader natural resources. Originally native to Asia, the elm zigzag sawfly has spread across parts of Canada and several U.S. states in recent years. Its larvae leave distinctive zigzag feeding patterns along elm leaves before maturing into small black flying insects. The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development is asking residents to report suspected sightings through the Midwest Invasive Species Information Network and encourages the public to help slow the spread of invasive species by cleaning vehicles and outdoor equipment and avoiding the transport of firewood and other potentially infested materials. And Rhonda Mae Nivison appeared in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris Tuesday afternoon to face two misdemeanor charges, unlicensed dog and stray dog. Each offense carries a potential penalty of up to 3 months in jail and fines ranging from $10 to $100. Nivison entered a plea of not guilty to both counts while attorneys Dallas Rooney represented her for the arraignment. The court has appointed Martin Porzendek to handle the remainder of the case. Judge Ferris set bond at $1,000, 10% on personal recognizance as a condition of her release. Nivison must keep any animals in her care under control either by fencing or leashing them. The court set a deadline of July 14th for the prosecution to provide discovery and plea offers. A final plea cutoff and pretrial hearing is scheduled for August 6th at 10 a.m. When we come back from this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right. Whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb for 35 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Charles Fred Martin appeared before Judge Ferris today in the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Charles Fred Martin. Martin faces a felony charge of embezzlement as an agent or trustee involving an amount between $1,000 and $20,000. During the hearing, prosecutors outlined a potential plea agreement. The offer requires Martin to waive his preliminary examination and pay full restitution before entering a plea at his circuit court arraignment. If accepted, the agreement includes a one-year delay of sentence and a reduction of the conviction to a lesser embezzlement charge of between $200 and $1,000. Martin formally waived his right to the preliminary examination today. Judge Ferris ordered that Martin's bond remain at $8,000 as previously set. The case is now bound over to circuit court with an arraignment set for July 13th, 2026 at 9 a.m. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.